Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, July 24th. Here is the fourth part of a five-episode series about water issues in the Southwest and the Colorado River. This series examines five specific communities in the Southwest and highlights conservation efforts as the Colorado River slows to a trickle during this ongoing drought season. Today, Phoenix, Arizona. Lawns and landscaping are polarizing symbols when we talk about water use in the desert. Some communities are paying homeowners to rip out their grass. Others are trying to save water at the large grassy fields that homeowners associations adore. As we continue our series on water use in western cities, KJZZ's Brett Jaspers reports on a push for a Goldilocks approach at HOAs. Not too much, not too little, but just right.
Jose Alvarez is a supervisor at R.H. Duper Landscaping. He's changing one of the sprinkler nozzles in a large grassy field bordered by bushes and trees. Ideally, you could play soccer there, but not today. The turf is a patchwork of green and brown.
It looks terrible. Only the sprinkler, they don't have enough pressure, and they spray like a little bit, and they start making circles, like rings everywhere.
The obvious circles at this homeowners association southeast of Phoenix came from uneven watering. R.H. Duper's Josh Duper says they get a lot of business this way.
And that's why we have this community, because their water bills were through the roof, because they were essentially flood irrigating. It still looked bad, even while they were spending a ton on water, and their landscaper just did not know what to do.
Revamping the irrigation system is the first step here. Then Duper's company will use historical evapotranspiration data and homemade software to determine how much a field gets watered. He has crews come to the site monthly to take readings and adjust settings based on the forecast. In nearby Gilbert, Jeff Lee is trying to nudge HOAs to look at watering a similar way.
The way we're doing it now is we have an online platform, and they're using actual weather data from a local weather station.
Lee is a water conservation specialist for the town of Gilbert. He runs a budgeting program for HOAs. Lee traces an HOA's landscape area using Google Earth Pro, then converts that to square footage. He uploads an HOA's monthly water usage to a vendor who then analyzes it based on that month's weather. HOAs and landscapers can see the results on a web portal.
And then we can actually show them the cost comparisons, how many dollars they should have spent on water, and how many dollars they actually did spend on water based on what the landscaper was doing.
Lee says they don't want HOAs to underwater. That's not the point. It's to let them know if they're hitting that Goldilocks volume. The program is free for HOAs and voluntary, and about 30% of Gilbert's HOAs are in it. Lee estimates the budgeting saves Gilbert over 200 million gallons of water a year. If you're using too much water, though, getting on track can be expensive. Kate Combs is a board member of her HOA in Peoria, northwest of Phoenix. When it chose a new landscaper, they hired a firm that prioritizes conservation. The board eventually decided to replace parts of their irrigation system.
Not every HOA, unfortunately, has the funds to do that. But in the long run, if they were to calmly think about it and not panic, it is a lot of money up front, and a lot of businesses are willing to work with you as far as payment and things like that, but it's going to save your HOA in the long run.
Some HOAs and landscapers are turning to so-called smart controllers. Those adjust watering levels automatically. But Lee and others say those devices are only as smart as the landscaper who programs it. Landscapers in Arizona can get licensed if they've passed two exams and have 4 years of experience. Josh Duper.
Part of the problem with the industry is it's not advancing as fast as it should in the technical aspect with knowledge, because there's no accountability or requirement to have it.
There is a water limit the state of Arizona puts on HOAs in so-called active management areas in the middle of the state. Even then, it only applies to those with 10 acres of landscaping or more. But with an increasing awareness of tech tools and water scarcity, more HOAs may be looking for that Goldilocks volume. In Phoenix, I'm Brett Jaspers.
This story is a part of a collaborative series from KVNF, the Colorado River Reporting Project at KUNC, the Mountain West News Bureau, and Elemental, covering sustainability. Veterans from Colorado and across the Rocky Mountain region are urging their representatives in Congress to continue to fund a program that allows them better access to public lands. In Colorado, places like the Great Sand Dunes National Park and the Cheyenne Mountains State Park provide great benefits to veterans. Eric Gladys has more on this story.
Some U.S. veterans are urging members of Congress to permanently reauthorize and fully fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund, a national conservation and recreation program which is set to expire in September. The fund has helped improve access to the nation's public lands, and Garrett Reppenhagen, who served in Kosovo and Iraq, says places including Colorado's Great Sand Dunes National Park and Cheyenne Mountain State Park and others helped him readjust to civilian life.
Places like that, when you get away from Netflix and your cell phones, you can have the quality conversations with the people that you love. And it's an incredible opportunity for our veterans to find some sort of therapy after coming home from war.
Reppenhagen notes the fund gets its money from royalties paid by energy companies drilling for oil and gas offshore, not taxpayer dollars. Local governments have tapped the fund to build playgrounds, trails, parks, swimming pools, urban bike paths, soccer fields, baseball fields, and other facilities. Over 41,000 projects have been supported by the fund since its creation in 1965. Reppenhagen adds public lands also provide cost-effective opportunities for young people to put down their video games and get outside and be active, and points to research showing that over a quarter of young Americans are too overweight to serve in the military. As a father of a three-year-old son, Reppenhagen says he doesn't want to see those lands lost to future generations.
I want him to be able to experience the same outdoor opportunities that I did, places where they can learn to love nature, to love biology and science and wildlife. And I think most veterans agree that we serve this country to provide those kind of opportunities for the next generation.
The fund has also helped preserve military heritage sites, battlefields, and monuments. Reppenhagen says protecting those sites helps ensure that children have a connection to the nation's history. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, July 24th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.